Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I'm sat here in Clapham on a Saturday morning. Well, late morning. And we have a sibling of a past guest.
Well,
on.
I was thinking about that because it's been sibling day.
Why?
I think it was sibling day this week.
Oh, God, I don't really like all those shit.
Yeah, well,
things.
It doesn't matter.
It
but
was
I was thinking.
Chickpea day on Thursday.
Chickpea day.
I think we should also, seeing as like there's some other anniversaries, big muzzles to Yotam Ottolenghi for 20 years of Ottolenghi. The amount of recipes that we have all done, listeners.
It's changed everyone's
changed
life.
Changed our lives.
The way we eat.
I mean.
Never heard of za'atar.
No, so thank
Sumac.
You.
Sumac.
Ottolenghi, for all that you do for our larders and our cupboards.
He's changed everyone's life. And he's made vegetables sexy.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, speaking of somebody who likes sexy vegetables, we have a former vegan, pescatarian on the podcast today. She is a bit of a trailblazer. She has a new TV show coming out on BBC Three, the first ever gay dating show. It's going to be called I Kissed a Boy. She is Australian royalty. She has been on our screens being a judge, being a brilliant judge on X Factor. She's basically done a bit of everything, hasn't she? She's a big musician.
Yeah, she's a bit of a polymath, isn't she?
A polymath. We have Dani Minogue coming for lunch on this Saturday. She's flown in from Australia. Who knows how tired she's going to be. She's obviously over for promo for celebrating Neon Knight's 20-year anniversary. And I wonder if she was eating loads of Ottolenghi when the album came out. And this new TV show on BBC Three, You Are Cooking. We only had one thing, that she was pescatarian. So what have you decided to do today, Mum?
I've done actually a recipe from a Honey & Co cookbook.
Was it Honey & Smoke?
Honey & Smoke.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's their barbecue cookbook.
Yeah.
But I haven't got my barbecue going yet.
Oh, were you supposed to barbecue it?
It said you didn't have to. You could griddle it.
Right.
But you could barbecue it.
So come on, tell me.
So I've made salmon with that you dip in fennel seeds.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, fennel seeds, pepper and salt.
I've never done salmon with fennel seeds.
Well, I think it will work. And then it's got a sauce, which doesn't really look like a sauce. It looks more like a topping, which is egg and dill and Dijon mustard and little spring onions.
So like a sexy egg mayo.
It looks like egg mayonnaise. I mean, it said greatly, it told you exactly the length of time to cook the egg. So it was 7 minutes.
So it's kind of a bit jammy.
I don't know.
Were they jammy?
No. Oh. I thought it would be kind of wet. But anyway, we'll see what it's like. And I've done some little new potatoes with lemon zest and grainy mustard.
Uh-huh.
I've done a kind of, oh, I call it winter slaw, but it's kind of, so it's carrot, cabbage, fennel, celery, spring onions, radishes.
Okay. A lot
all
going on
mixed
in there.
Together with lemon and.
Any vinegar?
No, I just did lemon juice and a tiny bit of mayonnaise.
Okay, so it's quite dry.
Quite dry, like coleslaw with more bits in. And then just some little gem lettuce leaves with herbs. And
this is lovely.
Then
fresh, light.
Yeah. So then, you know, I can make panna cotta. I like to make it. So I found a recipe for a Greek yogurt panna cotta. And it's got orange zest in it. And then you serve it with griddled nectarines.
Yeah. I promise you I will do more cooking. Actually, I don't promise you, but I will endeavour.
As long as I don't have to cook in your house, I'm fine.
All right, but it's a big week for me. Album's coming out and I am being pulled left, right and centre.
Yeah, I can see that. That's why I've tried to take the pressure off you, darling.
I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Dannii Minogue on Tate Manners. You're here. You've come with loads of gifts. You are so sweet. You are jet lagged.
Yeah, I've been up since four. Yeah, it came in from Australia a couple of days ago. And it's so bizarre being back here. I just went past my old hood. So I used to live in Battersea.
Oh, yeah.
So went along the embankment. Battersea Park was my favourite place.
Do you miss it?
I can't imagine living here now.
What?
But
how
I could,
long were
but
you?
When I lived here, I couldn't imagine leaving. So.
Do you want some jazz?
Yes, I do.
Yes,
I
she
do.
Does.
I do. A smidge, thank you.
Up until 7 years, I felt like, I'm just here, I'm leaving. And after 7 years, it was that, I live here. And then I was here 22 years.
What made you go back?
Having a child, wanting to be near my family. So Ethan's 12 now.
Yeah.
So
12.
I just started, going back home. And I just wanted that pod feeling of, I didn't know what the hell I was doing. Mm. So I just wanted to be near mum. Look,
Tell us about time in Battersea in London. What was kind of some of your memorable food moments? Where did you used to go and eat? Did you have...
Well, I had the most lovely neighbour. She was the most important to me. She was a lot older than I was, and I used to always volunteer to... We were on the 9th floor. I'd get out and clean the windows, and she's like, this is bizarre. You're on, X Factor, and then you're cleaning my windows. And I'm like... I'm cleaning mine. I'm going to come and clean yours. And she had keys to my place. And I'd get back from X Factor at, say, 1 o'clock in the morning sometimes. And she put a little tray in my fridge with a glass of wine poured, sandwiches beautifully made. She loved cooking. And when her husband passed away, who I was also very good friends with, she adopted me. She had no kids or grandkids. And so her and I had this thing we'd love to share champagne and just look out at the view of London, and it could be any time of day or any day, and we'd just pop champagne and just be fabulous. And she had a mink coat, and I'd say, go and get the mink coat, put it on, we're drinking champagne.
What was
celebrating
her name?
Nothing.
What was her name?
Joe.
Is she still around?
Yes, she is.
That sounds fabulous.
Yes, she doesn't remember me though anymore.
Oh,
now.
No.
So yes, but cheers to Jo.
Cheers to Jo.
She always loved
and
a great
champagne.
And cheers to you for cleaning your own windows when you're a big primetime telly star.
Oh, my God. Well, if you knew our whole family, we're just so daggy like that. We do. It's just daggy. Like doing normal things that we just love.
You live in one of the mansion blocks then?
I was in, the first tall building that was in Battersea near where the helicopters would land. And it was right behind the old Price's candle factory.
Oh,
now
yeah.
There's
yeah.
big buildings all along there.
Oh, they're gorgeous around there. Mm. Yeah.
Had a great view. Needed to see the water because it's so different living here. It's so enclosed and Australia's just so wide and vast. Mm. And have you been to Australia, Lenny?
No, but no.
It's really popular.
Let's get you out there. Do you know you've got so many fans out there?
I know, it's really popular.
Jessie's going soon, aren't you?
Yeah, we should have saved...
But you need to go as well. They love you
out
there. Yeah,
well, she'll find a way.
Let's set you up some podcasts to do
that. Yeah, if you can put us in touch with some of your mates,
I will.
We only know one Australian, Russell Crowe, I think.
Well, and Nicole and your sis.
And your sister.
Maybe we could get you back on, actually.
Well, they're often away. But I will set a schedule.
Okay, this
they
is great.
They love you. All my friends listen, so hi.
Oh, hi.
Really?
Hi, g'day. Whoever's listening all over the world. That's a good g'day.
Thank you. Thanks so much. I'm going to Australia in,
November.
For this festival called Summer Camp.
Yeah.
I
love the new songs, by the way.
Thank you.
Cannot wait for the album to drop.
Thank you.
I'm listening to them, and it's great because I know what the album's going to be, but I'm getting frustrated because... I don't know the rest of it.
I love you.
You're so sweet.
Do you feel, I kind of feel because I have this, I mean, I keep it going, with a relationship with your wonderful sister, I now kind of feel like you're like my cousin or well, my other sister. This
I
is
feel
fabulous.
Like I know you as well through Kylie.
But we also watched you on our screens. Yeah. You've been a pop star. You've been everything. You've
See,
been...
I forget that. I'm just thinking, you know me through knowing Kylie. So
no, you are the best, judge.
The best judge
ever. Oh, my God.
So did you find it easy?
I felt like... It was the weirdest thing because it wasn't something I thought, oh, that's something I want to do. And when I was asked to do it, I thought, this is bizarre. What am I doing? I don't know how to do this at all. And once I learned what to do and eased into it, I just thought, I really want to find my own way. I'm not copycatting anything. Like, you learn the nuts and bolts. Mm. And then I thought, I just want to be me. I want to lead with my heart. I want this to be real. Mm. And, just connect with
you
people.
You did have warmth.
Yeah, that's what you did.
You were constructive. You, it wasn't like you were just like, I loved it. But there was a warmth about how you did it.
Yeah, it's just, that was the truth. It's just being me. I'm kind of like tough love and, all my contestants know, like, I'll say it how it is, but I'm here to mother you. And that's when I'd never thought of being a mum. It was through that experience of this mentoring that I thought, I love this. I love putting energy into someone and seeing them blossom. It was, and who would have thought, like, I never thought I'd be in that job. I never thought that would unlock that feeling for me. And here I am a mum and I love it.
Who was your favourite contestant?
To speak
Ryland,
about your children like this.
Was Ryland your...
No, no I was not. Gone before that. But, look, I'm friends with a lot of them.
Okay.
On the last trip, when I came around September last year, I went to see Lucy Jones in Wicked. She's finished in that now and she's incredible. And when she got the job, she'd been trying to get that lead role for 10 years.
Wow.
Of Elphaba, and she messaged me in Australia and she said, you're the first person I want to tell.
Oh, that's lovely.
So we go deep and they know that I'm always there and, a lot of them I'm friends
well,
with.
Well, let's start at the beginning. So this is a food podcast, as you know.
Love food.
Great.
All of my friends know they will be laughing their heads off going, oh, she loves food, she loves cooking, she loves eating.
Well, I do love that you've gone to like your favourite deli in Chiswick and bought like, I'm already sold that you love eating.
I had more time, but yeah, the Italians, it's a cool place where I go to with my friend that's near where I'm staying and near where I'm working and I love food.
So when you were younger, did you love food?
I did.
And what was a memorable dish from your childhood?
Growing up, if mum had to work at night and, rarely we had a babysitter, she would kind of let us eat whatever we wanted. Mm. And I used to love getting mashed potato and just tomato sauce, like squeezing it all over. And you'd just do everything that you couldn't do when mum was there. And I always thought, mum's a really crap cook. And it put me off eating meat. At 13, I never ate meat again. And she's the best cook. And now I get it being a mum. Like, school night dinners are just stressful. It's got to be on time. And I think I have an Italian mother trapped inside me. I like cooking for a lot of people and I like overfeeding you. I like time. I put music on and candles. That's cooking
what you
to
said,
me.
But you said today, now Jessie's really stressed at the minute.
Oh, it's just because the album's coming out and promo week, but it's fine.
But she just said, all I want to do is go home and cook.
it's my way of like
it's an
decompressing.
Outlet and it's creative. Yeah. And I'm sure your cooking changes when you're in the writing process to when you're in promo mode.
I've never even thought about
that. Yeah. Yeah, because that creativity thing, I find it's always so different.
I have to say, I did roast a radicchio for the first time this week. Maybe I'm longing for a bit more creativity in the kitchen because I'm so sick of talking about my bloody self. You know that promo bit.
Yeah,
but tell me about you. I want to know about school night dinners with Ethan. I want to know, is he inviting all his mates around?
Well, he eats meat. I don't know what to cook. So my boyfriend's great. He likes American cooking. So he'll get on a smoker out the back and do 8-12 hour meats. I wish I could eat them. God. The smell is amazing.
Oh, I'd love the recipe.
If there's a barbecue or a smoker or anything nearby, I'll be standing next to it. The only vegetarian just going...
I know, it smells divine.
The smell of bacon and all that, I love it, but I just don't eat it.
But you don't get to enjoy... You enjoy the aroma for 12 hours, but you don't actually eat it.
No. But I like the look of it. I like... I can order for other people on a menu. Like, I'll know when it's right.
But when
it's
did you stop eating meat?
I was 13. I think mum, you know, having three kids, she was driving me around to lots of rehearsals because I was working full time then and there were no tutors or drivers or anything.
You started working when you were 8?
I started at 7.
Fun.
I was full time from 10 and mum was basically my Uber. And so doing that and three kids and cooking meals... That's why I thought she was a bad cook. And there was a lot of meat that I think was quite overcooked and quite tough. And it put me off. I'm sad to say because my son and my boyfriend have just been at her place today and they've had shank. You know, she slow roast.
Oh, my God.
Slow roast some lamb shank. So she's from Wales. She loves lamb.
Me too. It's my favorite. Always give her lamb, actually.
And in Australia you get like from New Zealand good lambs.
So
I know all about it. I just don't eat it.
You're not tempted.
No, there's just
because
nothing
probably when she
in
put
me.
It in her mouth, she wouldn't like it.
It's the texture.
Yeah.
So even if fish is veering towards that texture, like a swordfish, I'm like,
Can you eat salmon?
Yes.
Okay, thank God for that. Oh, God, I was worried for a sec. Great, fine, good,
My God, you've got more things to panic about than me eating salmon.
So then does Ethan eat meat, you cook it, but what would be something that you could whip up for the kids after school?
Jessie, are you trying to get tips?
Yeah, I'm trying to get ideas because we're on fish fingers and beans at the moment.
I'm crap at that kind of cooking, but... A few mum friends said, have you got an air fryer? And I'm like, what do I do with an air fryer?
I wonder about this.
Have you got one now?
Yes, I do. And there are a few things I've learned and that's easy. And you can put in a bit of salmon and for fries. It's the best thing on the planet.
Jessie, we've got to get one.
You can either, you know, cut them fresh or you're getting them straight from out the freezer, put them in.
Yeah.
Life. Changing ladies. I've heard you talk about the air fryer on the podcast before and I'm like, have they got one yet?
No, we haven't.
No, you need one. So it takes up bench space.
That's the only thing.
I have a little butler's pantry and it's got its own space. Everything has to move away because you need airflow around it. But, oh my God, amazing. And good for just kids' things.
It's quick as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everybody who goes... to Australia says that the food is sensational. Yeah. But yeah. I don't know of any famous Australian chefs. Who are the big chefs?
Oh, my God. This is a whole podcast series. Okay. We're getting you to Australia, and I think you need to interview the chefs.
Maybe you should start
with Neil Perry.
Okay.
You go there, like...
What's his restaurant called?
Neil Perry. So Rockpool is his favourite one. He has it in Sydney and Melbourne, maybe some other cities as well, but... Kylie and I go there a lot. That's like, you know, a place where we will go as a family or hang out.
Is it fine dining or is it kind of more relaxed?
He's very into the ingredients.
Okay.
So when he first opened, the menu on the meat was where did it come from, what was it fed and who is the farmer.
Okay.
And you go from there. And all of the ingredients and all the waiters know exactly everything. It's not like you say, oh, does that have tomato in it? And they go, oh, I don't know. I'll go and find out. They'll tell you where the tomato came from.
Okay.
So it's very ingredient-led. Can we do a food tour of Australia with you two?
I'd love it.
Let's do it.
I'm writing all these. I'm going to send you different chefs and places. Oh, my God. You've got to go to Icebergs in Bondi Beach.
I've seen that. It looks stunning.
You have to go this next trip.
Okay, fine.
But, Jessie, you said Melbourne is good.
I ate very well in St Kilda.
Okay, yeah. I don't know St Kilda so well. I don't go down that way.
Are you from Sydney?
No, I'm from Melbourne.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, Neighbours was done in Melbourne. Not that you were in... But, like, Neighbours was Melbourne, right? It was that, like, so...
Where do your family live? Sydney now?
No, we're all Melbourne
still.
But do you live in Melbourne?
I did Home and Away, which was Sydney based. So Summer Bay is up at Palm Beach. I had to move out of home, so it was weird.
How old are you?
17. I'd never lived out of home. I didn't have a driver's license or a car. I had to get my license, a car, find somewhere to live, and work out how to get around Sydney. This is pre-sat nav, kids.
Yeah, right.
I had a Gregory's, it's called there. Like in Melbourne, it's a Melways. You get the big book and you've got to map it out and just know where you're going.
What was the car you were driving?
I can't remember.
Why am I imagining you like in
a
truck with a surfboard in the back?
I don't surf and I don't drive trucks, but I love a ute. But that only came way later because Dad's really into cars.
What's
which
it called?
Carly's
a
probably
ute.
A ute. Which a is like ute. In America, it's a pickup truck.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, so you're driving the front and then it's flat at the back and you can throw things
yeah,
in
that's
there.
That's what I'm thinking
that's,
of
that's
you.
That's what Jenna so you, has. Yes.
Yeah, if you come to our farm, I could drive you there in the ute.
I want to hear about the family farm.
Mm.
Are you growing produce? Are you rearing cattle?
We have cattle and Mum grows a lot of fruit and veggies. We just did a harvest of passion fruit before I left.
Oh, come on.
She's done garlic before, which is just fabulous. So different from what you get in the stores.
When did this happen? You haven't always lived on a farm, have you?
No.
Is this kind of...
No, we don't. Like, we live there part-time. So we're part-time farmers.
So is that like... our version of having like the country house
via,
but you're just like being put to work in the fields, doing
We do have a manager who works with the cattle. I wouldn't know what, I mean,
no,
I wouldn't know what to do.
She's a super glamorous woman.
But we're not at the farm. Minute we step on the farm, Carly and I have clothes there that are old. They've got holes in them. We won't let go of them. We look homeless. And that feels so good after the lashes, the makeup, the heels and hair, which we love. But it's that balance. And it goes, because it's so extreme what we do on stage, it goes low. You're welcome to come and have a look. It's UGG boots. They're the only things you're allowed to wear.
Well, they're back in fashion now.
UGG boots or flip-flops, that's it.
Danny, do you get on... when you were little, did you get on really well with Kylie?
Most of the time.
Because Jessie
we did
and
fight.
Hannah, they used to fight a lot. In fact, Hannah...
my front tooth fake because my sister like
oh
ramming
my
it. Yeah.
In the bath. When you were... how old were you?
Seven. The front tooth had just come through. And now I'm looking at my daughters that fell out yesterday. She's six. And so it's just fallen out. And I'm just thinking... hold on to that girl, because you never know, your brother may come and fucking knock it out in about a year.
Oh, so that's brutal. No, it's nothing like that.
So is it just you and Kylie, or are there other...
There's a brother. So Kylie's the eldest, then my brother, and then I'm the little baby, but we're kind of just over 3 years apart, so...
And you all get on well?
We do,
not
we do.
Fighting.
I mean, we did fight.
Yeah.
I think you have to. I think that's how you learn.
Yeah.
Like, because my son's
yeah.
an only child, like... I remember when he first started socializing at school, he's like, "Mummy, why would people be mean?" And I'm like, "Oh, it's kind of hard to... you learn that from your brothers and sisters. You learn
how
to defend yourself. You learn, you know, to sense when something's coming." Whereas Ethan rocked up at school and it's like, "Whoa, didn't see that coming at all." Like, so he's, you know, it took him a long while to get it.
God bless him.
What do lots of Australian kids, I mean, like in the States, everyone has hot dogs or hamburgers or melted cheese sandwich. What would be the kind of thing that Australian kids...
school food?
Yeah, well, I bet it's
school
good salads.
Food or...
sandwiches, dim sum.
Dim sum?
Sushi.
Wow!
Oh, you
salads,
see?
Indian curries. Like, we are so multicultural that the cafes have... embrace that. When I grew up, it was full on Aussie meat pies, sandwiches, Sunny Boys, which is this frozen triangular shape.
Sunny Boys.
Thing. Big M milk. They don't have that anymore. Like just flavored.
What are Sunny Boys?
It's like a frozen pyramid of sort of orange flavored something. But like, you know, we have hot days there at school. So it could be 40 degrees and above and it's hot. So you have this frozen block. It melts pretty quickly, but that just really cools you down at lunchtime. So that's quite important for our, you know, whereas in colder climates, it's important to have a warm meal to warm you up. But we have everything at school there. Like, I think it, you know, represents a lot of the kids that are there. I mean, you know, you've got to keep it tight at some point to what you can serve, but I would have loved that.
I remember now that Danny said, I'm starving when she walked in. Should we eat?
Yes. Yeah. I've got to have a photo of this.
Okay.
This is epic.
I don't know.
You know what? So there's a really great restaurant here called Honey & Co. And I think this is a recipe from them, but they're wonderful.
This is an egg and dill sauce for the top of that. But whether it works, I just
And then
don't
the salmon has fennel seeds on it.
Yeah.
And what else, Mum?
Love that.
It's just fennel.
I'm going to get that out of the way.
Okay, and then this is just a herb
and that's
salad.
That's like a winter slaw here. It's got a zillion things
bon
in it.
Bon appetit. Bon appetit. I hope it's nice. Just digging in. Thank you.
And enjoy. But yeah, so this is kind of like an egg mayo.
It's like egg with dill. And I don't know that it's an egg and dill.
Well, salmon and egg goes well together, doesn't it?
It's an odd one, I think.
Yeah, but why did you decide
that's
to
divine.
Do it?
Because I just thought I like Honey & Co.
It's really good, Mum.
Yeah, yummy. I'll have the recipe for that, thank you.
So if you were going to have us over, when we come over and we do this food tour with you,
yes,
and we come
you
to
will.
Yours, what would you be cooking
we
for us,
cook
Danny Minogue?
We can cook at the farm, we can cook at the house, we'll go to restaurants. So what I used to always cook in London was risotto. So my friends used to always request that. So I'd cook up risotto and then I'd get little containers and they'd all have little take-home packs because I'm the feeder. If I'm cooking for you in Australia, my favourite to do is like a Japanese tuna that's seared. So I get sashimi-grade tuna and then I just make up this marinade of soy sauce, wasabi, and seven spice. It's this Japanese thing. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like got a chili zing to it. Mm-hmm. And I have to go to the Japanese store to get that. It's not something you get in the supermarket. So just mix all of that together, and you can make it as spicy as you want, depending on how much wasabi and seven spice you're putting in. Marinate that for, you know, half an hour or a couple of hours, whatever you want. Yes. And then just bring it to room temperature. Sear it. I can do it in the pan, but I would prefer to do it on the barbecue so you get that real barbecue flavour.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Yeah, I think this egg works.
I do too.
It is.
It's really yummy. So, you're here.
Yeah.
Not just to have lunch with us.
I'm here, I'm queer.
Oh, well, let's
goodness,
go into that.
Exciting.
I kissed a boy. BBC Three. You're the host. You're the mother.
I'm the Cupid I always wanted to be.
Tell us about this. It's a new dating show. Tell us more.
Well, I think the most incredible thing, not just all the details of what I can tell you about the show, and it was filmed in Italy, amazing. Like, if you get a job like that, it's like, this is going to be filmed in Italy, and, you know, Prosecco and gorgeous food and turn up in a couture frock.
Is I'm that like, where it's been filmed?
Yeah, we did it last year. Well,
probably the postman.
Oh, right there.
Do you want me to get it?
No, yeah,
imagine. I have a heart attack.
So the craziest thing is that this is 2023 and, like, this will be a timestamp moment for this podcast. It's 2023 and we're sitting here going, currently there's never been a gay dating show on UK TV.
It's true.
I find that mind-blowing. Mm-hmm. When it comes out of my mouth, I'm like, no, you know, seriously? But no, there hasn't been one. So it's a first. And it's like, hopefully the door opens and then, you know, anything could happen from there. Then possibilities begin. But someone has to, you know, really do it and get it done. And I think there's, because it hasn't been done for so long, everyone's nervous. What do you do? Are you going to do it the right way? Mm-hmm. Is everyone going to like it? You know, and we still have all of those, you know, are people going to like it?
It's all boys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are we allowed to talk about the first thing that they have to do?
The first thing that they're invited to do, and they don't have to
do it,
is they have been matched with someone. You know, these are people who, you think about the millions of people across the UK that are looking for someone to be with, for someone to love. So that's where we're starting off. This isn't a hookup. They're looking for someone to be with. You can keep swiping, get exhausted and just go, well, that's not working. Mm-hmm. So there are a team of people that are doing extensive interviews and ask you what you like and what you want and what you don't want and what are the, you know...
Like proper matchmakers.
Yeah, yeah. So you are in, like, the most incredible scenario. You've been flown to Italy and somebody has been paired with you. How that works out, we don't know. Like, we're following the journey. But, at least start off. I mean, aren't you in a better position than just swiping and going, oh, you know, he wasn't this tall or had that job or whatever, like he said.
It's quite an old-fashioned way of doing it, actually.
This is like, you know, being at the dirty disco and you see someone, you go, oh, I like them, I want to kiss them, you have a passion, then you're like, okay, where are you from? What? And that's sort of exactly how it starts. Like, okay, tell me about you. What's
sweet. You have a pash, though, don't you?
A pash.
You can.
So you never know, like, are they going to kiss or aren't they going to kiss?
Did you see any really passionate pashes? Mm-hmm. And did you feel a bit like, maybe I shouldn't be in the room when this is happening?
Yeah, which is great. And that, you know, and that used to happen at the nightclub. And you'd be like, okay, there's two people pashing over there and that's cool. They're into it. And I like that.
So the show's out in a week. Yes. On May the 14th. Are there some happy endings?
And wait. By happy endings.
I mean, romantic happy endings.
Do people find love?
That's the plan. But I can't give anything away.
You'll have to watch, darling. Mm.
Now, quite selfishly, Danny, I'm about to be in a semi-similar position to you, and I need some tips. You are one of the best judges, hosts out there. I'm about to go and do a Mamma Mia TV show where I'm a mentor.
Yep.
Set in Greece. So I'm going to get a really nice base tan for the summer.
Oh my goodness.
It's trying to find the new musical star for the Mamma Mia West End show. And I feel very, very privileged and lucky to be able to be a mentor for people. Any tips though, because you really were brilliant and are brilliant. So
you've just got to be you. You've got to just go in there as you and not overthink it at all. Just be honest, be real, and that's all you can do. And it's the wanting it for them.
Yeah.
If you really want to see other people get this job that they want so badly, it is so easy. Yes.
That's true.
They want to do this and I want to help them. I've had all of these amazing things that I've been able to do and I remember wanting it so badly and now I can, you know, help someone else get that. If you want that, it's super easy because you just be you.
Okay. Thank you.
But you are going to be kind.
Of course I'm going to be kind.
Oh, my God.
But do you remember in the old days when people say that was a little pitchy or you were out of tune or, but people don't say that anymore.
I think you're allowed to say if it was a bit pitchy, aren't you? It's kind of constructive.
Yeah. The funny thing was some of the people who were saying it didn't even know what pitchy meant. But
but did you ever see people and you thought, what in God's name did they ever think that they could sing?
Yeah.
But it was a different time.
Amazing.
It was a different time where they were allowed to
have a go.
Well, they had people that were slightly deluded and they'd do that as entertainment in X Factor. I think it's changed a bit, but you know what I mean? It was a time where some of the people that maybe shouldn't be going on a talent show were put on as entertainment. And I'm sure that was quite hard for you as a judge to watch that.
Yeah, I mean, they gave everyone a go. And there's a cross-section of people, and everyone who turned up to that door wanted it and was sure they were good enough.
Okay.
Now, whether they are or not is for us to say, but you let them through the door. That was the difference of it being, you know, like a theatre casting where you'd come from agents and stuff. This is open to anyone.
Yeah.
And I kind of applaud that because that's what it was. Like, if you want to do this, come and give it a go. However, you do see people. I remember the wildest one was actually in Australia doing X Factor there, and we were in like a big arena venue for the auditions. And this person came on and they were singing so out of tune that everyone was laughing.
Aww.
And then at the end, the performer was like, so tell me, like, is it great? And I said, do you think that you maybe you're hearing something different to what everyone else is hearing? Like, just to try and just open the door.
Hmm.
But no, they didn't.
They thought they were great.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the way that you just said that, though, is really, like, brilliant. You're right, yeah. I guess if they want to have a go, I guess sometimes...
They're going to keep going through life forever.
Thinking they've got a great voice.
Yeah. So they have that opportunity. They walk through the door and they go, okay, someone told me I'm not. But sometimes it doesn't stack up against the amount of times that they've been told that they're brilliant. So they're like, we've had people say to us, like, you four are dummies. I'm out of here. And we're like, good luck with that. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
So,
are you excited?
I am excited. I'm so excited. I'm excited for the opportunity. I'm excited to hear some amazing talent.
Yeah. You'll know. And the thing is, like, it doesn't have to be perfect at that stage.
No, but if you get the goosebumps, you get something.
Yeah, if somebody really wants it and they're willing to work. And it's attitude is 50% of it.
Okay, yeah.
I've seen people with, like, the most amazing voices across everything, and I know that they will never be able to work with anyone, and, you know, therefore they're never going to have a career. You have to work with other people to have a career. Otherwise, go busk.
Mm. Very good point. Thank you, Danny. Would you like to come to Greece like with me for a month?
Yeah, you can have, like, a little earpiece and be like, can I call a friend?
What do you miss about being in Europe?
Because
it's a long way, Melbourne, isn't it?
Yeah, I do love... I've always loved the fashion, the music, that sense of the buzz, you know, of what is possible. Particularly London has always had, like, such a big fashion background, and then we grew up on a lot of British music, and we loved British comedies. Oh my God, we love British comedy.
Oh, do you?
So, yeah, so
what,
we have
Fab and...
we have the ABC out in Australia, and they would play, going back to like Fawlty Towers, The Young Ones.
Oh, all I don't of know those. If you. Thank you.
I remember Fawlty Towers. I mean, I don't really watch. I feel like I got into like comedies when it was like Birds of a Feather and Ab Fab. Like British ones.
Yeah.
I mean,
you watched Friends.
We watched Friends. I mean, it was just on.
You?
It was on, like, yeah, but that was a bit later. But yeah, British.
The teens are so into Friends now.
Used to watch Heartbreak High. That was my thing. Neighbours.
Home and Away.
So are you going to go to, like, the Neighbours set or Home and Away Beach, like to Summer Bay?
I feel like it would kind of be that? Rude not to. But I mean, I'd almost prefer to go to the restaurants.
So they've rebooted Neighbours now, so it
finished,
and now
I know.
How did they do that?
Amazon or Netflix? Amazon.
But so, how can they get everyone to do a farewell episode, and now they've rebooted it?
Well, no one knew.
Did
that
they know?
It was going no. It was very sad. So Kylie went out and did the last episode, and you know, going back to Ramsey Street and
with Jason.
Yeah, with Jason, it was amazing, and. You know, his father was a part of that. So it's like, it was sad. There was a lot going on in everyone's, like, hearts and minds for that. No one knew.
Are they
going to
change
back.
It? It's not going to be on Ramsey Street now.
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
I'm not sure about this reboot.
Oh, God, I'd definitely tune in. I definitely...
Would you?
Oh, yes. I'd
Did
check
you
it out
know Jason? Did he come round to your house?
Yeah.
I imagine because he was going out with Kylie.
Yeah, they were dating, so...
Were they dating in real life?
Oh, my God, yeah. Mum.
I didn't realise.
Fucking hell.
God, I didn't realise,
yes!
Darling.
I need to know. We only got up to the slow cooked meats. I need to know if you're a pudding person.
Not really. Not really. I do.
Would you have cheese? You brought cheese over.
Yeah.
And yeah, and salty olives. You're savoury.
Savoury, salty. You were, what are these new chips you've been talking about?
What
the
new
salt
chip?
And vinegar you were talking about. There's
Did I talk
a
about
salt and
vinegar,
chip. You said this
is. Oh, you get them in the theatre.
This.
The Yorkshire.
They're only in the theatre.
Salt and vinegar crisps. If you're in Soho this week, I don't know, you're doing a performance at GAY this week.
They're
I don't
the
know.
Very hard, crunchy ones.
They are. Phenomenal. They're
blow
in,
your face off. Like we're having wasabi where you're like, ah!
Yeah. Yes. No. If I'd known, I would have found it. I would have gone to West End and
it's
got
all
you.
Very well talking after the event, darling.
They are phenomenal.
Yeah, I've got to try them.
Oh, yes.
When were you at the theatre?
I also like the co-op
I think
ones.
They're so salty because they want you to order more drinks, right?
No, it's the vinegar in it.
The vinegar
it's
in
the,
it.
That's what smacks you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but probably. You're right.
Yeah, it's not my favourite, like, salt and vinegar.
What would be yours?
Yeah.
Cheese and onion.
Oh, no. Yeah. Antisocial.
Lovely.
Absolutely not.
She doesn't care.
So you wouldn't... So you... So like, listen, we do have a pudding for you.
Yes, look, I mean,
You only have to have a little taste.
I'll taste things and I don't mind. I'm just not... I'm not a big sugar person, but...
Neither
I
am I.
Love
this
baking.
Isn't very sugary, actually.
So then would you after friends would be around, what would you have as your end? Would you have a cheese plate?
It gets to that point and I'm like,
get out.
Oh, shit. I completely forget that other because people you're... love sweet things. Yeah, that's
What's
me.
What's a very popular pudding in Australia?
What is it?
Not pavlova.
Pavlova's.
Yeah.
For like Christmas and kind of special events. Yeah. That would be the main thing. If
that's the main
having
thing.
Having a gathering, yeah.
Yeah. So on Christmas Day,
I do like, there's a recipe that I've got. I'll find it. It's somewhere on my computer. And it's like a Christmas pudding, which can be, you know, kind of heavy after you've been eating and eating and eating. Because I'll go back for seconds and thirds.
Yeah.
It's like the flavour of a Christmas pudding
in ice cream.
Oh,
I love that.
Oh, that's a doozy.
I love that.
Yeah, and because it's hot for us for Christmas. Yeah.
And you're making that yourself.
Yeah, I've made that. Yeah, loads of... like cinnamon, nutmeg, you've got, you know, allspice, your dried fruits, little chips of chocolate.
I don't know it's about this divine. Dating program. I think you should have your own bloody cook show.
Now, can I ask you, this is a serious question.
Mm.
Do you love leftovers?
Yes.
Okay. No.
Because there are people who love and people who won't touch them.
Do you love them?
Leftovers.
But I think it's
I'm
a very...
taking it's... a little goodie bag. I love leftovers.
I think it's a particular kind of leftover. Some I just can't do again.
Yeah.
But my husband's weird about freezing things. Not eating things that have been frozen. I'm like, that's mad. So I can have a beautiful food that I've frozen. It's fresh as anything when you do it again.
Yeah.
And he's weird about that, but he'll have a good leftover.
If you freeze things right, then it's done right. And because my boyfriend will do the smoked stuff... It's like, you know, when do you have that day when you've got 14 hours to do it? So you'll do a lot. And then we do that, I don't know what you call it, where you vac pack it. Like, and then freeze it and then
you're
we'll
like
make some for my
like kitchen.
Brother and drop it around for my sister and my mum and dad and go, here's your little pack.
I need to get into bloody vac
packing. I don't know the proper name for it, but it's like that.
Do you have to have another bloody gadget to go and...
But it's so small. It's only this big. It's like the size of... cling film. I had to think of the British word, glad wrap, cling film. Yeah, all my Australian friends will be like, what the hell is she? They will be texting me, what is cling film?
Oh, really?
We don't know what cling film is.
What do you call it?
Glad wrap.
Glad wrap?
Glad
Why
wrap.
Is it called glad?
G'day.
You're glad that you...
How you going? Glad wrap. Should be right. I mean, like, I don't know. It's glad wrap. It's like flip-flops are thongs, but they're not thongs here. So I have to just sometimes... If I'm about to say a word, just stop and...
Glad wrap.
Okay, realign. Don't say
I mean,
don't
to
say
be
thong,
fair,
say
cling film, I mean, glad wrap, cling film, what do I prefer?
Look, we'll educate you when you both get there. I'm obsessed
really excited about this. I feel like you're going to really host us. And
I will.
Educate.
I'll set out a roadmap and stuff.
So your last supper, what would it be? You've got a starter, main, pud, drink of choice. And who would be at that dinner table?
Look, I'd want my mum to cook because she honestly is. She's a such a good cook.
She felt bad about saying she was a shit cook from when she was younger.
That's just mum cooking. Now I get it. Yeah. You learn everything as you grow up and then you're like, oh, okay, now I understand my parents. Yeah, it'd be something cooked by mum. She does these amazing, it's a bit of a seafood whatever's coming fresh from the garden.
Yeah.
So normally some salmon, maybe a mix of like a bit of a marinara. Even though I don't eat meat, she'll do a half chicken, half seafood stock. I like making my own shell food stock. So I make it, I take it to her place, and then I ask her to make this seafood thing, and she'll get like silver beet from the garden and dill and just, you know.
So what's silver beet? Like a beetroot?
No, like a chard. I don't know what you call it here.
Rainbow
like,
chard?
Like it's more than a spinach with a, it's like charades here, with a big white bit up the middle that you slice out. Silver beet. See, we'd have, you know,
I've never heard of silver beet.
Aubergine we call eggplant. Yeah. It's like, it's the translation. Okay. I don't know what the
not
translation. No, it's not an Asian green.
Okay.
I have to work
silver
it out.
Beet. I'm gonna look it up. Fine. So you'd have silver beet. How would
you
that
have
be
a bit
served?
Of lingo by the time you get there? You're like, you know. And did you try Vegemite, by the way?
I actually, for all my rinsing it over the years, I really like it.
Yeah.
I do like it. I love Marmite, but I love that in fancy delis you can get Vegemite, like it's like really high cuisine. Yeah.
Do they do it with cheese and butter?
I mean,
it toasted.
Well, I mean, no, I mean, you can get the jar here.
Oh, the jar, right,
but,
right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to have Vegemite or Marmite with cheese and butter.
Yeah.
And peanut butter. Trust me.
What?
Trust
I've never
me.
Heard of this.
Just spread some peanut butter
Vegemite
on.
Vegemite and peanut butter.
You know that's a whole thing here now. We've got Marmite and peanut butter in a jar.
No. No. Oh, my God.
Well, hang on.
Oh
do you not like
God.
Peanuts?
I've never heard of it. I love peanuts.
Okay,
I
so
love
don't
peanut
knock
butter.
It till you tried it, Danny Minogue. Thank you very much.
I guess you salt peanuts. And
it's got creaminess.
Vegemite is salty.
So think
okay,
about
it's
this.
It's going to take me a while to get my head
just
around.
Trust me.
Thank you.
It may change your life and Ethan's life. With a sharp cheddar grated over, so it doesn't need to be melted, the cheddar.
Right.
Toast, Vegemite, peanut butter, cheese.
Okay, so the peanut butter would be the fats and the oil. So normally we'd do Avo,
yum.
Vegemite,
yum.
Butter and bread.
Yeah, lovely.
And cheese.
Just like add a bit of peanut
so
butter.
So the peanut butter is taking over the place of the oils of the avocado.
And the creaminess.
Yeah, Avo's creamy. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You give it to Ethan and his mates after school as a little snack, you're going to be like star mum.
I tell you, Ethan and I have to hide just when we're having Vegemite and cheese and butter because my boyfriend cannot stand
right.
the smell of Vegemite.
That makes me not
we
trust him
don't
a little bit.
Have it when he's around. So it's normally if we're like, if I take him to a gig or something, we get home late and it's like a late night thing. And it's like, you know, we'll wait till Adrian is just like heading off and then we'll be like, a bit hungry, are you? Yeah,
it's
a bit hungry.
Yeah,
okay.
Late night snack.
Okay, just you and me, let's go.
Yeah. Oh, mum, this is really nice.
Delicate.
This is delicious.
Mm.
What is the green bit?
The cream bit?
It's, like the herb or something.
Oh,
what
is there a herb?
The lemon.
Oh, is it
lemon.
Lemon.
Orange.
Orange.
Mm. Orange is grated in it.
Mm.
And then there's...
Into what, the panna cotta?
Yeah. Oh, orange rind in the panna cotta. Orange zest. And then the top is vanilla and just sugar. And they're just griddled.
This is beautiful. This is not too sweet for me.
It's
this
not too sweet, is it?
Yes.
I need to ask you about Neon Nights. You have an anniversary.
20 years.
Mazel tov. How are you going to celebrate? Are you going to do some gigs?
Well, mostly I've just been focusing on the release with London Records. So,
who are a brilliant record label to be with.
Yeah, the whole thing came about Pete Tong asked me to sing a vocal on another record. So there was a record out in Ibiza called Stringer, an instrumental that was huge. It was blowing up. He said, we've got a song written to it. Love you to sing it. Would you do it? And I was like, I didn't think I was ever going to be doing music again. I'm like... Why? I thought someone was messing with me. Oh, yeah, right. Pete Tong's on the phone asking me to sing a vocal. Like, sure. Sure. Like, coming from pop music, like, yeah, like, that's going to happen. I really thought I was being, you know.
Pranked.
Yeah. Big time.
Oh, Danny.
And then the success of that single was just a one-off single led to this album, which just became a whole thing. And it's so amazing when you get to celebrate it years down the track because you have the time to. Because I know what you're on promo now.
I'm in it.
And you're just going, where do I have to be? What am I wearing? What have I got to pack? Mm. And what am I doing tomorrow in the next 3 days? And you're like every 24-hour increments. Mm. But now I can just enjoy it. So we've got a great release package. I want to do like some signings. I'd like to do a listening party. Would be so good because when you hear every
listening party, what's that?
So a song for somebody, if song comes on and you get a full body reaction to it and it takes you back, like a scent can, like a something you eat, something you smell, a song, and it takes you back, particularly music. That obviously means whatever it means to that person. So people will have these incredible experiences, but to hear your fans tell you what that means to them is insane.
She's finished it. Mum.
Loved it.
You may have changed Danny Minogue's taste buds, for God's sake.
That wasn't too sweet, was it?
Is my kind of dessert.
I thought it was good.
I feel like that could work in the balmy weather of Melbourne. And
yeah, and I make my own yogurt at home.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're overachieving now,
Danny. Yeah, so that's
Danny.
Perfect for me. I've always got my yogurt and that's in the fridge ready to go.
I'm looking at your watch. Is that one of your watches, your dessert?
Oh yeah, it's got a little rainbow flag around
almost
it.
Almost would have it off her wrist.
Let me see.
Oh, my goodness, darling.
How much of your stuff are you wearing right now?
Look at that.
This is from
your own.
My dress is
brand.
From my Australian label.
Yeah.
The shoes are from my UK label.
That is gorgeous.
That's from my UK label. This was a friend present from Kathy Lett gave me that. Kylie and I did Mardi Gras at World Pride recently.
Yes, it was amazing.
And she gave us both this. She gave Kylie one and me.
It's like gorgeous. Quartz and they're different, like crystals.
Yeah, crystals.
And it has a rainbow coloured crystal.
That will keep us
sorted. Hasn't been off my wrist.
It's gorgeous.
So, it's all my stuff, but stuff doesn't fit me. So the reason why I started designing was I'm petite, which just means short. They don't make fashion for short. They make it for tall people and then you've got to cut everything off. But when you cut it off, it still doesn't look right. It doesn't look right on the body. It makes you look shorter and wider. So if you make clothing for petite that's cut right, you look slimmer, taller, more confident. Like I got body issues because I would go into shops and nothing would ever fit. And I'm like, so there's something wrong with me. And it doesn't, that thing that happens in your brain has nothing to do with what dress size you are.
Well, I mean, that's clever. Darn you basically it. Couldn't so get it in the shop. You made your own.
Her
label.
Genetics are petite. Your genetics aren't, darling.
We're all different, aren't we? We all come in different shapes and sizes.
Sorry about that.
It's okay, Mum.
How tall are you?
I was 5'6"
I think you were. Oh, my God, you're shrinking, aren't
you? Yeah, you shrink. Yeah. You do. Yeah. And I asked why you did. It's to do with the
gravity
compression of your bones and also, like, your vertebrae mostly.
I think exercising can help. And I think I probably should be on one of
Pilates.
Those stretching machines.
Go
upside down.
I do feel when I finish a Pilates session,
I'm
taller. I'm
staying at my friend's place. I set off the alarm this morning. Oh, my God. I'm trying to explain.
No.
The security are talking through the alarm. And I'm going, I'm so sorry. I'm against you. But my friend is overseas. He's in Bali. He's not answering his phone now that the alarm is going off. Oh my God.
I'm so sorry.
I would think if I went on one of those upside down things, I'd get stuck. But probably that's what we need.
I think Pilates helps. Yeah. I feel taller when I've done it.
Yeah. Do Pilates.
Do you need coffee, darling?
I love a coffee.
Would you like an espresso?
I've
only got espresso. Is that all right?
Yeah. Thanks.
I would like, my last question, would you talked about music being nostalgic and you talked about that moment of it bringing you back and you mentioned taste and scent. What would be a taste which could transport you back to somewhere happy or sad?
A taste.
Or a smell, like a scent.
You know what? I do like a drink. I like a bubble. I like a wine. Like, a wine, like sipping on something, being with friends, partying. That just makes me feel like we're celebrating.
I like that.
And, you know, as I said with my neighbour, Joe, we could be celebrating just, we're here today.
Oh, Joe.
So,
yeah. Thank you for being here. Thank you for taking the time to come for lunch. It's such a pleasure to meet you. I feel like we've known you forever, but and you're even better in real life, to be honest.
I can't wait to come to Australia have the
We'll just carry on this beautiful relationship.
Album release. It's just going to be so good.
Thank you. And congratulations on all your success. You are an entrepreneur. You are a talent. You are the nicest person in show business. I mean, all you Minogues are.
Are you going to watch I Kissed a Boy?
Absolutely.
Are you going to be like... No, or are you going to be like...
Mum's going to think, who's not fixed up on the telly? She'll fix him up with her son.
You'll probably be like, oh, I wouldn't have put those two together.
Yeah.
Do you think that they'll do a female... version of this?
Absolutely. Yeah, has to be. I think it's just creating that space where we're just opening the door. And I think this is a time for, you know, you can think whatever you think of the show. You can judge it, you know, be the couch judge, scream at the TV, love it, hate it, whatever. Just tune in and watch it because this is a first. But it's just opening the door for the possibilities for anything to happen for anyone. And there are people that I've spoken to, they're not gay, but their sister is. And, you know, it's just like, you know, what they've been through in their families. I think there's a lot of learning. Mm. I thought, okay, I have a lot of gay friends and I was thinking, okay, you know, it'll just be do they get together. But I was learning so much stuff during the show that I came up with my drag queen name while we were on set.
Oh, are you going to
tell us? She's Scottish and I cannot do the accent. But why she's Scottish.
Why did you choose Scottish if you can't do the accent?
Because her first name, she's Morgue by the Day. And I was getting Morgue by the Day. I was learning a lot. Morgue by the Day. You are going to know stuff that you had no idea about before watching this show.
Very good.
Will you text me and go,
I will.
What's the dark room and what's happening here?
Oh, it's not. God. I don't think I do need to.
The show, there are things that just come up in conversation. And what I love is that they're not explained because this is made for the gay community and it's about time.
Well said, Danny.
I think you must have been really well parented and well mothered.
I can't wait because for you to meet my parents.
You just come across as such a warm, maternal person, and I think you can only get that from experience in a way.
So credit to, what's your mum called?
Carol.
Credit to Carol. Danny Minogue, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Well, what a gorgeous woman.
I know.
She just is fabulous and so interesting and does so many different things.
I knew I'd like her, but she was...
Jessie, she's busier than you. And that's saying something.
She is so lovely and so warm and open and passionate and, like, genuine. I know that sounds really
she feels
obvious
real.
To say.
Yeah, she was just lovely.
And really good fun. And I can't wait for her to curate a whole itinerary of eating when we go to Australia.
Jessie,
I mean, I'm kind of saying
Jessie,
we're going to Australia.
I don't want to be pushy, but I would quite like to go to Australia.
Me too.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. If you fancy celebrating Neon Nights, go and buy the new reissue, 20-year anniversary, London Records. Definitely tune in to BBC Three next week for the start of the new dating show, I Kissed a Boy. I think it sounds really interesting and brilliant. We'll see you next week for another episode of Ten Glamours.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.